Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Your weekend fabulous discussion about all the things you want to know about your home loans. We are TexasLending.com right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Been here for over 20 years. Been doing home loans in Dallas-Fort Worth since 1998.
Woo!
And we want to help you save a bunch of money right now. Make sure that you get in touch with us today. I am Kevin Miller, owner, CEO. I am joined by Tress Collins, who we need some happiness out of today. Usually smiley, but today looks like she's got something on her brain.
No, I'm happy.
You have nothing on your brain?
No, I have lots on my brain. I just got here early, so you know, I've been here. I've been here for like 30 or 40 minutes already.
Man, you're excited to do this radio show.
Yeah.
Wow. Bubba, wow. Have you been here for 30 to 40 minutes?
2 minutes.
Right? It's about right.
After a stop off at the bathroom.
You're usually going to the golf course.
Yeah, not today, boss.
Yeah.
I'm a warm weather golfer now.
Oh yeah, you're a lukewarm weather.
That happens after you turn 65.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people would join you on that no golfing below certain temperatures thing. So it's anyway, cold. We have a lot to talk about today. You know, the market's been moving, but it has not diminished your appetite at home for getting home loans done. TexasHoney.com is going to be up probably 50% or 60% this month over December. In terms of new applications. So you are recognizing the situation going on that the Federal Reserve has discussed rates going up. They've already gone up. And the mortgage business, probably 0.5% over where they were just on December 31st. And so as soon as the new year began, the rates started going up in earnest. And you know what, though? They're still so darn low. They're as low as they were 2 years ago when they were at their all-time low. That's where they are right now. So time to get those cash-out refinances done. If you're getting that purchase completed, make sure you contact us and our home purchase team. We're going to have a record lock month for our home purchase loans here at TexasLending.com. Our home purchase team only does home purchases. Our home refinance team only does refinances. They might mingle a couple in there with friends and family, but the point is we are here to give you service committed to the loan that you're trying to get. Make sure you call us. Or text us. That's how it works here.
Yep.
You send in your text. We answer your questions. It's stress-free, but not trust-free. Because Tress is going to read your question, and we're going to answer it. You can text Tress at 972-387-4600. You can text her right now. 15-year rate still in the mid-twos. 30-year mortgages right between 3 and 3.25, depending on if you're paying a bunch of points or got a real good deal or your equity situation, your credit scores, all these things come into the mix. If you're getting cash out, you're probably closer to 3.5. If you're getting on a 30-year, if you're paying a couple points, if you're paying a point, you're probably getting 2.49 in your 30-year. I mean, your 15-year fixed if you have a $300,000 loan with 30% equity, something like that. So everyone has a different situation. That means your situation at home is different. So we need to share with you how much money you may save if you're trying to pay off some bills and get them consolidated to lower rates. If you're trying to get those rates refinanced right now, long term, make sure you text us. Again, 972-387-4600. Tress, what's happening this week?
Oh, well, you know, last weekend I told you I helped my son move. Because last Saturday was really cold.
You know what? One of the first things you can do to give people a headache in the morning is talking about moving. like helping someone. It's like just thinking about it puts pressure behind my eyeballs.
Go ahead. But new home buyers, that's what they're thinking about doing is moving.
So that's the last thing they think about. They don't think about moving. They think about the nice, shiny new home they're going to have.
So you're saying the thought of moving comes afterwards, after they've like already signed the paperwork, and they're like, oh, crap.
And then halfway through their moving, they go, what was I thinking?
You know, I had two people this week call in that wanted to lock an interest rate for over 180 days.
Well, yeah, they want to build a home this year. And right now, you know, rates by June could be 1% higher than where they were in December.
I know. So, it's just...
And if you think about it, if rates were at 2% on 15-year fixed and they're going to be 1% higher, that's a 50% increase in interest rates.
Yeah.
Well, I would helped my son move last weekend.
Yeah.
And it was cold, and then it started like snow flurrying, like in the afternoon.
No, we're not talking about this.
No.
She wants to tell the story.
Let me finish.
I'll put my fingers in my ears. Go ahead.
The listeners want to, they're dying to know.
Yeah, I'm sure they're dying to know. I'm sure that's what's happening. But it's snow flurrying, and we're walking in and out. He moved from a third floor apartment to a second floor apartment, and it was so cold.
In the same place?
Yeah, in the same apartment. Bigger apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. And so,
got that going for him. All right.
Then he got a U-Haul truck, which was really smart, but we're just driving, you know, through the parking lot. But there's several of us helping him move, thank God. Last time he moved, it was just me and him and his girlfriend. Ugh. That boy. But anyway, I got to ride in the back of an empty U-Haul truck, you know, just running through the parking lot. That was pretty fun. But I did have this thought, you know, about, gosh, that's how some people come to this country illegally.
All right, Tress.
But it was fun riding in the back
U-Haul
of the
truck.
It's just riding through the parking
Random
lot.
Random thoughts by Tress Collins.
Yeah.
U-Haul on that brand, huh?
Well, it might have been.
All right. Guys, we are sitting here. We are sitting here talking about home loans, and we want to help you save money. Now, if you want to save money on a refinance, or if you're thinking about getting cash out, because right now 80% of our refinances that we're doing are cash out refinances.
Mm-hmm.
So 80% of the people that call us to refinance end up getting cash, consolidating debts, lowering their bills. You know, some people are taking $100,000 because the home's gone up so much. Getting things taken care of before gas prices continue to rise. You know, they're having these trucker strikes coming because of vaccine mandates, and 10 to 15% of the truckers are dropping out. And so things aren't getting delivered. You know, there's concerns about more supply chain issues. My point is you need to get your finances in order. You know, a lot of you have taxes. Someone was so kind to text us last week to remind us that your property taxes in Texas can't go up by more than 10% in 1 year. Because some of your taxes might have gone up 25% this year, if that's not the case. So that was very kind of legislators to get that thing passed when it did. Congratulations to all the cities and counties that are going to see windfalls of taxes from property taxes getting paid.
Or not paid.
So, well, if they're not paid, they get the property. They get to sell the property. Right now, properties are going pretty.
That's the last thing they want.
Anyway. The thing is this, you can call us and text us, and we can take care of you, sharing with you how much money you might be able to save. Now, here's the deal. You say, here's how much I owe my house, and here's what my home is worth. Here's how much I owe, and here's what it's worth. Let us know your current credit score and your current interest rate. Current credit score, current interest rate, home value, and what you owe. And then on the home purchase, tell us how much money you make. What's your down payment going to be, and what's your credit score? We'll tell you about how much home you might be able to buy. Again, we locked a lot of home purchases this week. It was a record lock week. Our goal this year is to be funding over 250 purchases a month in Texas. And so that's a good goal for us. And that's where we want to be by the end of the year. And we're moving in that fashion. If you are a loan officer, our loan officers get, on the home purchase side, they get about 7 to 10 new home purchase buyer leads, people thinking about buying a home this year. They get those during the week every day. So if you're a loan officer looking for that kind of activity, we are TexasLending.com. Give us a call. We also have our real estate affiliate group. If you're trying to buy a home, if you want to buy a home, we get you pre-approved for free. And then we get you over to our realtor group. And those, we have realtors in Austin. We have realtors in Houston. We have realtors in San Antonio, Waco, Tyler. And we have, we can recommend you anywhere else in Texas to
Ding Dong.
Ding Dong, Texas as well.
Yeah.
You've been there.
I have.
I've actually talked to a person about a loan there this week.
In Ding Dong.
Yeah.
Really?
You know what's really interesting is I do all the online marketing for us. And I also do some of the TV and radio as well. But my point
I
do the online marketing. And so I have to, I know where Ding Dong, Texas is now because I was looking at the towns to where we need to be marketing, and we got to be adding in all the different regional areas. And
Ding Dong was one of them.
Yes, that was one of them.
Just outside of Killeen.
So anyway, we're happy to help you with your home loan. Text us now, 972-387-4600. Bubba, what do you got going on this weekend?
This weekend? Yeah. I have Emery's 6th birthday, my granddaughter.
Aww. Oh, my gosh.
At some
she have you
trampoline.
Wrapped around? Yeah.
Yes, she does. She's on my screensaver. Me and her dancing at my daughter's wedding. That's my favorite thing.
Aww.
Yeah.
In fact, that's what I'm giving her for her birthday, a blown up picture of that.
Oh, really?
Aww.
Yeah. Framed, my daughter.
Now, what is your designated, are you Papa? What are
Papa.
You? Papa.
Papa. Papa.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa is Izzy. Izzy.
Yeah.
When I
That's
have
easy
grandkids,
for a kid to say, Izzy.
I don't have grandkids, but it's already been accepted and agreed by everyone that I get to be a gammy.
A gammy. Oh, wow.
Wow. I'm so excited.
That's a family name for
I
us.
I know.
If
so
my wife
my
has
mother-in-law.
Her, when I have grandkids, if I ever have grandkids.
Nate? We're talking about Nate?
That's a long time out. I hope. I hope it's a long time out. He's only 14, so I have at least a year and a half. Minimum before
ain't no
he's,
doubt about it.
No, I'm only kidding. So yeah. If it was up to my wife, she'll just have him call me Dummy. That's Dummy, and I'm Grandma. So anyway, that's what she's thinking. She probably won't say that, but you know how it is.
I would have liked to watch Cowboys play this weekend. I would have liked it a lot.
Yeah. So maybe you wouldn't have liked it a lot.
Now I guess I'll root for the Chiefs. That was the other Dallas team at one time, so.
Yeah, there were so
the
many.
Chefs.
There
chefs.
Were so many weird things. There were so many weird things that happened in that game last week.
Really,
I was there at it, you know, and like 100,000 other people were. By the way, 40,000 of them were Frisco fans.
Oh, San Francisco.
Yeah. So
I was thinking Frisco.
No. No. So the. There's so many weird things that happen. I'm just talking the weird things like the punt hitting the scoreboard and
The sun coming in and
the referee standing over the ball to 2 seconds left and left the play clock and then we're calling a delay of game. Just all the weird stuff. You're like, there's so many weird things happening, like defensive linemen holding all over the place and tackling linemen and just weird. Like, you don't see that stuff every day.
No.
It was a weird game. Dak. You know, was dancing with linemen hitting his feet all over the place and trying to throw the passes, but they're all going in the turf. This weird stuff, you know. It was just like, anyway.
Does that make you go?
It's over, though. It's all out. I don't need to talk about it anymore. We need to talk about you saving money on your home, refinancing your home purchase. Now, listen, your 15-year rates are still possible. I still see mortgage companies quoting 1.75 on the internet. And I know that's not true because they're going to have to charge you 5 points. And it's not even available currently in the market. There's no market in the. It's like trying to go out and buy Microsoft at $5. It doesn't exist. You can't buy Microsoft at $5. It's not in the market. So there are companies still quoting that. And you can call it lazy. I call it illegal. And they're still quoting that on the internet. And so. These are large corporations. You think they have legal teams and marketing teams that are making sure that they're quoting things that are available. I mean, it's not even available. There are some things that you can maybe pay some points to get, but you can't even get it.
Well, and the consumer knows, because I had one that called yesterday and said, I know that these are teaser rates because there's no way that rates can be available. I go, yeah, 1.875, no. No.
Yeah.
I don't think you can even buy it down that, you know.
Yeah. The, no, it's not,
there's
even,
not enough points.
There's nothing below 2% available to be – there's no buyer of those. So if you're trying to get a refinance done, you're probably talking 2.5 for your best deal on a 15-year mortgage.
Yep.
And if you're looking at a 30-year, your best deal is probably right around 3%, 2.99. We go offer these 2.99 and 2.49% rates if you qualify. And then if you're looking, you know, for cash outs, typically at 0.25% to all of those, depending on your situation and your equity situations and things like that. But you need to text us. We want to know your questions at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Make sure you text us now or call our loan officers. We're going to come back after these messages on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Live.
We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show here. And we are trying to save you a bunch of money on your home purchase if you're trying to buy a home loan. There are I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to go on with the home purchase market. If you're a builder, you're getting killed by inflation, but you have so many opportunities to build houses because other people just aren't selling their house. All right, there's just not enough people putting their house up for sale. They're happy with their 2.5%, 2% rate. They don't want to go buy a home at 3 to 3.5%. And so the builders could be selling these homes, but the cost of their goods, to the builders, by the time they, between when they take the contract and when it's completed, the price of the goods that they're putting into this property could be 10 to 20% higher. So now they make no money. I know a builder who built a bunch of houses last year. I mean, he lost money because the cost of the goods after he had signed the contract with the consumers went up halfway through the process.
That's awful.
And the time that it takes, you know, the labor shortage and, you know.
So the point is this.
Everything is being delayed.
I am trying to get into a house so I can tear down my house and rebuild it. It scares me to rebuild it because of the cost of goods. But when I'm going through houses now, I went through a house to look at it the other day, and there were 50 people walking through the house with all their realtors and everything. I was like, this is nuts.
Wouldn't you just rent one?
Possibly. You
I
know,
think that would be the fastest.
Well, it's not fast. It's not, you know, it's just not, you got to find something where I got to have a place where my dogs can run in the backyard and tear down someone's bushes and, you know.
Some rabbits.
Scare the neighbors. I have a dog who will bark at a blade of grass for blowing in the wrong direction. And he literally will bark for 45 minutes straight without taking a breath. And my neighbors, I say, you know, if they took out a BB gun and took care of business, I would not blame them. Because my dog is incessant. And
wow.
It is crazy. So I might have to get him one of those collars.
Yeah.
I find that to be cruel, but I don't know which is more cruel. I don't know if you let him out at 4 in the morning because they got to go to the restroom and your neighbor's here barking for 20 minutes.
I understand. That's quite a quandary.
It's a quandary.
Yes.
Okay. We need to get you, the consumer, to realize that rates are still super low. We are locking 60% more loans in January than we did in December. That means there are a lot of people right now. We're locking nearly 30 home equity loans every day. People consolidating their debts. And if you're driving around and you're thinking, I got $20,000 of debt. Well, if rates are going to go up, so are your credit card rates. If your gas prices are going to go from $3 a gallon to $4, potentially, especially if they're talking about if any of this nonsense they talk about overseas occurs. There's just a lot of situations out there where you're going to need to consolidate your debts now before your taxes go up on your house, before your gas prices continue to go up, before food prices continue to go up. So you can get your finances, your interest rates as low as you can. So you're not just out there getting fleeced. You know, we want to make sure you get the best deal you can get. Call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. A lot of you have your homes paid off. You're thinking, I need 100 grand, I need 120 grand, I need 150 grand out of your house. TexasLending.com. We are the cash out refinance experts in Texas. We, as a corporation, are the cash out refinance experts. Dozens of loan officers, with many of them with over a dozen years of experience in the mortgage business. Bubba, how long you got in the business?
2002 December.
So you're going on your 20-year?
Yeah, I'm on my 20-year swan song.
Oh, my goodness. The swan song? Uh-oh. What does that mean? Is he getting out? And then, Tress, how long have you been in the mortgage business?
Zero.
Oh.
Zero years.
0 years.
No, that's not true.
Well, no.
You've been doing the show how long?
6 years?
I don't know. I don't know how long we've been here on the fan. Maybe
a long time?
6 or 7 years. I don't know. Something like that. Maybe longer. I know I've been on the show. I think you might have came in. You might have come in later after we started on the fan. I can't remember.
I don't know.
But we are here talking about your home loan. Make sure you text us 972-387-4600 on this beautiful cold morning. What are we in the? We are in the waning.
It's not that bad.
We are in the waning days of January, and I can't wait for March 15th because
that's our golf trip.
Isn't there a law that has to be above 65 degrees every day after March 15th? I think there's a law. Anyway, I'm waiting for that day because I hate cold.
Really?
Cold. That's why you moved from Michigan, right?
I hate cold.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The worst thing about the cold, though, is the worst is when you have ice on your windshield and you're running late.
Yeah, that is bad.
And you got to get the ice off your windshield. And then up there, you know, you used to use your credit card because if you didn't have your scraper – or your scrapers don't work, and it just – that is my least favorite part of all of the cold is the ice on the windshield.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The rest I can handle snow. And shoveling snow is not bad.
You know, you can turn your car on 30 minutes ahead of time.
But that's – see, then you wouldn't be running late. That's kind of his point.
Yeah. who
– pay attention.
Who thinks of anything half an hour – Tress was here half an hour early today.
I was in bed a half hour before I got here.
That is not in style, Bubba, getting prepared. But if you want to get prepared for your home loan, you can do it with a pre-approval from TexasLending.com. A free pre-approval. Everything is free. You can call us for free. You can take an application for free. We will get you pre-approved for free. We'll get you a free pre-approval letter. You can find out how much home you can qualify for if you text us right now and tell us how much money you make, what's your down payment going to be, what's your credit score. We'll tell you about how much home you can buy. If you're trying to get a cash out refinance or refinance, if you are at 3.5%, or 4%, is it worth refinancing? Text us right now. We'll let you know if it's worth it. 972-387-4600. Tress.
So somebody sent in a text that said, best intro.
The best intro
is the best intro.
The song. Brian Burns is a friend. He and I made that.
How many years ago?
In 2005, we made that intro, and we've been playing it on. We've had radio shows here in Dallas since 2001, and we've been running that intro since 2005 on various shows. Mm-hmm. We need to roll that back out there into the street.
I think we're the longest running mortgage show. There is.
Well, for mortgages. 20 years.
We're the standard.
Been doing the mortgage shows. 21 years, I guess, now. And we're here to help you with your home loan. Make sure you text us now, 972-387-4600. If your fingers are cold and you don't want to text us, call us. And tell Siri to call us. Or you could also call, you can go online and apply at TexasLending.com.
So somebody has a question.
Yes.
What's the best, easiest way to get my credit score for refinance consideration?
What's the best way to get your credit score? There's a couple ways. You can get a free credit score. Not free. I take that back. You can go to a free credit website called annualcreditreport.com, annualcreditreport.com. That's a free credit report. It is government mandated by an act of Congress, which was passed into law, and I can't remember when. But you can get a free credit report, and that website is annualcreditreport.com. And annualcreditreport.com, you can also click and say, I want to see my credit scores. And the credit bureaus will gladly give them to you if you pay them. The credit bureaus will get paid. I don't know what they charge right now. Probably 30. It used to be 29. They'll probably charge you $35 to $40 to get your credit scores combined. It's somewhere in that ballpark. I haven't been to annualcreditreport.com in a long time.
Soft pulled, we do, is a lot cheaper. It's like $14.
Well,
two of them.
You you know, that way they can have their credit. They can actually do their disputes. You can dispute anything that you don't think is yours on annualcreditreport.com. So you'll have your credit report there in front of you, and you'll be able to look at it and see what's there and see what it says about you. And that's good for every one of you. It's free to go there. Now, you can get the report without your scores, or you can get your report and, with your scores by paying for it. So those are your options for that. If you want to call about a home loan to get pre-approved, if that's what you're trying to do, call us at TexasLending.com, and we'll get you pre-approved. You'll know your scores. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you your scores.
Ready?
Tress.
All right. Annual income of $110,000, credit score of 620, a down payment of $15,000. What could I get pre-approved for?
Your best bet's going to be?
FHA. FA.
The FAHA loan. The FHA loan. $110,000 of annual income, so they make $9,000 a month, and they're probably going to be able to qualify for a $3,000 payment, probably get yourself a $400. You're going to qualify for the maximum FHA loan that's available.
So you got 3.5% down, so you better put that in the plan.
3.5% down on a $400,000. Yeah, they have $15,000 down payment, and it sounds like that might be possible. Now, we have seen some people out there trying to get FHA loans done, and the problem is there's a lot of people with cash buyers. We've had a buyer trying to buy a $550,000 house, and they've offered up to $70,000 over the asking price, and they've been out there for 3 or 4 straight weekends, and they don't win the bids. Oof. Because people have had better offers. So, you know, that's amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing. They said, yeah, we had 3 or 4 offers that had higher, that offered more over the asking price than you. Mm-hmm. And so these people are, they said, we're going to put a pause on it. Some people are pausing just because you're out there shopping till you drop, and it hasn't come to fruition. This person right here, $400,000, $450,000, they're going to be able to qualify for a payment somewhere around $3,000 a month.
Yeah, it seems like most of the purchase things that I've seen are people that are building houses, and they're going to sell theirs like, you know, 2 weeks before they move to their, you know, to their new build.
So here's the question is, well, they want to sell theirs 2 weeks before. There are some homes that people think, oh, my home's going to sell in 7 days like everyone else's, right?
Yeah.
And then they're on there for 50, 60, 70 days. I mean, I have literally been on Zillow seeing a home on the market for 14 days. And I'm like, what's wrong with that house?
Right. Yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah.
It's like, how come nobody's buying that?
Yeah. And it might be just fine, you know. And so it's just, but now that people see it's on the market, they think there's something wrong. So it's weird.
Right.
Weirdness happening in the home buying market. But you too can buy a home with TexasLending.com if you get pre-approved. Get that cash out refinance today. We are the cash out refinance experts in Texas. We close hundreds and hundreds of them every month. And you can call us right now to get your cash out home equity refinance. Consolidate your debts, maybe even lower your term. Maybe think about a 20-year. How about that? Go to a 20-year mortgage. Consolidate your debts. Get it all done with us at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. We're going to take a break. When we come back, answer more of your questions here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We love sharing with you all the things about your home loans. We want to share with you today. Make sure you text us about your home loan. Tress will ask your question. We'll answer your question. I like Happy Tress. She's just now putting a smile on her face. She's been very intent. She's she's been very pensive for the first half an hour.
Another great word, pensive. Well, our board guy played a real upbeat song, you know, coming back in from the break, and it's just like, it makes you want to move. Hey.
You're dancing in your chair, dancing in your chair, dancing
yeah.
in your chair.
I am a chair dancer.
Okay.
I am. Too.
Yeah. All right, Tress.
And I'm pretty good at it.
All right. Tress will give you a chair dance if you choose.
Oh, hey now. You got to watch that phrasing there.
Yeah, you're the... Tress loves her chair dances. Okay.
Watch the phrasing.
All right.
Since I sit on a ball, I do ball dancing. So not ballroom, okay. But ball dancing.
Okay.
All with right. my 5-pound weights. I like the gopher on Caddyshack.
I'm trying to run away from the dance talk. Okay, Tress.
Okay, here we go. Do you need a 640 credit score in order to get a good rate?
I don't need a good rate. I already have a good rate.
Do people?
Oh, it didn't say this, but it said, do I need? It says, do you need a four? Okay, listen. If we're back to that again.
Mm-hmm.
It's been months since we've gone down that road.
It has been.
Does this person need a 640 credit score in order to get a good rate? It depends. Good is a relative
subjective
term,
yeah.
Right? I mean, there's all kinds of different good. You know, there's good. Anyway, what is a good rate? So let's talk about the best rates. The best rates are had at 740 scores or higher.
Yep.
And then there is this 700 to 740 where you have good rates. And then 680 to 700 is where you start getting – you can still get
a
good –
Is this a refinance or purchase?
It doesn't say. But above 680 is typically – there is a line at 680. If you go below 680,
yeah,
havoc starts occurring on some loans.
You got to have assets maybe if you're doing a cash out.
Like you can still get a good FHA rate around 640 to 680.
Mm-hmm.
So to get a good FHA rate, 640 to 680, you're probably going to get a similar rate than you are at 700 or 720 because FHA doesn't have all these credit score hits for scores down to 640. Below 640, a lot of lenders have different there's different charges that can roll in under 640 on FHA depending on the lender. Conventional, 680.
It's a home purchase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So your conventional
640 FHA.
You're going to want a 680 or higher on conventional to get good to great rates. A 640 or higher to get you're going to get the same rate at 645 here at TexasSunny.com as you're going to have at 715 or 740. So there's no hits for credit score at TexasSunny.com for your FHA down to 640. And then your VA loans, you'll start seeing some hits from the VA, some loan level hits from VA pricing below 680. You'll start seeing some hits there. So yeah, I would say 640 for FHA is fine if you're buying a home with FHA. And you can still get a good rate above 640. And again, it's all relative to what is good. But we also have our credit expert and credit analyzer system here where you call our loan officers. They'll run your credit. They'll give you feedback from the bureaus of what you need to do to get your credit scores improved. And that might save you thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. Half a percent lower rate on $240,000 is over $20,000 difference over the life of your loan. So if you can get a better rate by getting your credit score higher, that can be impactful. Tress.
All right, next up. Currently have a VA loan with a $270,000 balance. Have at least $80,000 to $90,000 in equity. Have a 2.25% interest rate. Looking to get about $20,000 cash back. Is that possible? Is it worth adding PMI? And what are the downsides?
So their home's between $350,000 and $360,000 in value, apparently, according to this. $350,000. And so the problem is they owe $270,000 and they want to get cash. That leaves them, depending on that appraisal, it's going to all be in the wash. They might be able to get $8,000 to $20,000 if their home is at $360,000 or $370,000. They might be able to get themselves $20,000. If their home's at $350,000, they might not be able to get much of anything. And so, yeah, so if they want $20,000 cash back, their home's going to have to come in around $370,000. You know, 365
to 370. It doesn't make any sense to get out of a 2.25 rate for $20,000. I mean, you could get that. You could get that money somewhere else. I would think
you might want to go to your bank.
We're honest here.
You might want to. You know? You might want to get your. Well, yeah. So if someone wanted to get cash out, that would be available at the right loan to value ratios for legally. For them, they might be able to go and get a loan from a bank, which I don't even know if they do these anymore.
Some credit unions you can go to.
A non-collateralized loan. You know,
I know Wells does.
A personal loan without any collateral. So, it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad what's going on with banks where you can't get any money from. They want your money, but they're not going to give you any money. So,
but there's also some alternatives out there, SoFi, Lightstream, for some $20,000 loan like that, you know, with that, without any, they don't put a lien on your house or anything, you know. But, you know, those interest rates are typically higher.
Well, make sure you call TexasSunny.com if you're trying to get a cash out refinance or a refinance, 972-387-4600, Tress.
All right. Ooh, long one. Get ready. Good morning. My wife and I had our home built in 2019, and we have about $115,000 in equity in our home already. We are at a 4.5% interest rate, and we would love to refinance. The problem is, the company who bought our loan from the original buyer sent us a letter in August saying we were $9,500 in escrow due to the property tax not being calculated right. We end up having to take out a loan so we wouldn't lose our house. During the pandemic, we end up having to use credit cards and getting into a hole. We tried to refinance, but we're told we now have too much debt. My question is, would it be better to just sell and get the equity out of the house and pay off bills? We could easily pay off both of our cars and all the credit card debt and maybe just rent for a year and then buy another home. What do you guys and girls think? Oh, thanks.
Wow. Girls being Tress and Bubba, hey. I want to help you with your home loan here. Now, listen, I want you to call inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Mm-hmm. And you can call us at the office at 972-387-4600 and ask for his stage name, which is Gary Alexander. Gary Alexander, if you call 972-387-4600, he'll take a look and see what your options are. Some companies don't do Texas cash out refinances in Texas, and some loaners don't even know how to do them. So,
but that back escrow can be all fixed with the refinance.
Yeah, that escrow can be refinanced into the loan, and that's a potential. They said they took out credit cards. Someone said they have too much debt.
Well, what happened is when they built their house, they didn't assess the taxes.
Well, properly. They said
that, and that happens quite a bit.
So it says right here. This is what concerns me is. Due to the property taxes not being calculated right.
Yeah, that's
so. It's not that they weren't calculated right; they were calculated in a way that helped somebody sell that property to you. A lot of times, you'll see that. I'm trying to be nice here, and I don't not make anyone really upset. Sometimes when there's new homes being built on property. The land is being taxed as unfinished property.
And unimproved.
Then the proper way for that loan to be done is someone does an assessment of what they think the taxes will be when it has an improved property on there with a new home built. But a lot of times there are unscrupulous people out there who will say, well, this loan's not going to go through if we put the actual taxes in there. And so that's... That is a thing that happens, and it's really sad. So Bubba's got his hands waving.
Yeah, so what happens in that instance, like here, is our underwriters have a formula that they use. And, you know, because people say, well, the taxes aren't that, they're not assessed yet or whatever. I said, well, we're gonna formulate a deal. And you go, the thing is, if you don't escrow, then, you know, you're fine as long as you had put 20% down. But what happens is if you don't want the real taxes put in there. Here at Texas Lending, we make you sign a form.
No, they need to.
Yeah, I know they need to. But like I said, they make you sign a form here.
Yeah, we need to put in what if it,
yeah.
they haven't
and you
assessed
want it
any
to
taxes.
Be.
We need you need to know what the taxes are going to be because we have to assess your ability to repay. Your ability to repay. If someone did not properly assess this person's ability to repay a mortgage with the taxes properly, then. Someone didn't do their job there. Now, they can always sell their house. They'll probably sell it pretty quick. Most people can right now.
Yeah.
But that maybe you don't need to do that just yet. So
yeah, talk. Yeah,
but you can refinance. And at 4.5, you should be able to refinance and maybe go to a 20-year. Yeah. You know, that might be an option for you. Call us at 972-387-4600. Ask for Gary Alexander. Mm. Go to his voicemail. He'll call you after the show. Mm-hmm. And we do have dozens of loan officers here at TexasSunny.com. Several dozen that are going to help you with your home loan. Make sure you call. A live person will answer your call. You'll talk to a loan officer now. We'll have you up and going by next week. So let's get this loan done before these rates go up anymore. Get yourself in order before rates go up more. Tress.
Time to go to break.
Tress says we got to go to break. You know what that means?
It's time to go to break.
We got to go to break. Okay, we're going to go take a break. On the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, get in line now. Get your text in, 972-387-4600. We're going to come back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. All right. You don't want to be part of our break talk. Break talk with TexasHoney.com.
I think they'd find it enjoyable.
Oh, I don't know if they'd find it enjoyable. Anyway.
Okay.
Bo, Tress has questions.
We do. So shut up for a moment.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us what you really think, Tress.
I will. Here we go. So we have a question from our previous question. And he says, let me rephrase the question from earlier. Not you, Kevin.
Okay, thank you.
He says, can I get a good rate on an FHA home purchase loan with a credit score below 640?
You can, with a 620 score, get a better rate than you can with a 620 score than you can on a conventional loan with a 670 score.
Yeah,
I'm saying that your conventional 670 score, 30-year fix, is probably around 3 3/8, somewhere around there. And on an FHA, you're still probably in the high twos, 3%, something like that. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about a 15-year. So you. Bubba's saying 3 1/4, probably on an FHA with a 625 score, 630 score, 3 1/4. So now the thing is, FHA has higher what, Bubba? Mortgage insurance.
Not necessarily. It's all the same. It's 1.75%. So
PMI.
Mortgage insurance could be a lot higher on conventional mortgage.
Well,
a 620 credit score.
What I'm saying is, with a 680, 690 score on conventional, you might get 3 3/8 and have mortgage insurance on it. And with FHA at 625, you might be at 3 1/4 and have mortgage insurance. The mortgage insurance might be a little bit higher on that, but mortgage insurance is insurance that goes to the government. On the FHA loans, you pay the government in case you default on the loan because you only put 3.5% down. The government insures the lender for losses because otherwise you would get, with a 620 score, a lot of you need to put 20% down on conventional, and so because of that, you're paying insurance to the government for those lower scores. Tress.
All right. My wife just passed the bar and has been working at the prosecutor's office. Congratulations.
I passed the bar last night.
There is trouble for you, my friend.
We are looking for... All right. Keep it down over there. We are looking for a first home together. Do you have any experience with loans specifically for lawyers?
There are no specific loans for lawyers. They typically have higher rates and large down payments. No, I'm like...
And a lot of litigation.
Yeah. No, there are no loans. There are no
loans.
They
used to have those, but...
Yeah. Really?
There was all these different things.
They were bond, where they price stuff into there. I mean, are you talking about
there
zero?
There was like doctor's
zero
loans.
Zero down? Is that what you're thinking?
There are no loans just for lawyers. And if there are first-time homebuyer loans, though, that they may qualify. So first-time homebuyer purchases on conventional loans go up to $647,000. Okay, so on a loan up to $647,000, you may qualify for as little as 3% down on a first-time homebuyer loan. And so that's good, 3% down. And looking to get... That was a different one. Doesn't say what kind of down payment they're going to have, but they can get a hold of TexasLending.com. We have a home purchase team here.
Yep.
And we get you on our fast track purchase. And our fast track purchase gets you free application, free pre-approval, free pre-approval letter. We get you fully approved with an underwriter. We get your loan fully underwritten, so when you get a contract, you can close in as fast as 10 days. But the one thing that is time-dependent on purchases right now is appraisers. So appraisers and surveys, in some cases, take longer. So that's a time-limiting factor, is waiting for third parties sometime because they are backed up. And so we can close in as fast as 10 days after we get your contract if you get your pre-approval done with us. And then we'll refer you to our realtor group, who's got realtors all over Texas. So be happy to get you over to them.
Okay, we have one last question we have time for. Good morning. My family and I are going to be moving into my parents' old house around the end of this year. It is paid off, but we are looking to fix it up, looking to get $50,000 to $65,000. What loan could we get, and does the house need to be deeded over to us?
Well, it would be deeded to you after you purchase it, right? Well, no, they're moving into the home.
Doesn't say they're purchasing like they're, it.
Yeah, they would need to have it deeded to them if they want to get cash out. Now, to get cash out, 90% of the lenders in Texas won't do a cash out under, call it, $110,000. We do loans on cash outs. We see them as low as $70,000, but we find problems getting them done because of regulations, getting them done below $70,000 because they run into regulatory walls that can't they hit walls on APRs that don't meet the threshold of the government, because the APRs are dependent on loan size. The smaller the loans you get, the more the credit scores, the more the closing costs affect the APR. And if the APR is different from the rate at a certain amount, it doesn't pass the ability to get the loan done. So sometimes laws end up screwing people up from getting loans done.
But if the house is paid off, maybe they could get out more than that.
Potentially. You know, they might be able to do all of that. But I'm just saying, we might be able to help you over $70,000, and then below $70,000, you might need to go to a local bank or something to get some kind of loan there. Under $70,000, if you're under $70,000. So we can help cash out to over $70,000. Give us we'll take a look at it. You still need to qualify. Make sure you call TexasHoney.com. So we don't have any more questions coming in just now. So that gives us a minute for Tress to download any angst she has coming into this weekend. Does this weekend make you nervous, Tress?
No. Why would I be nervous?
Good. That's a good answer. That makes everyone else happy. Bubba, you're never nervous. That's your new name, Never Nervous Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
I make you nervous.
No.
That one time when we were camping.
Band camp.
It was just you and me. There was a whole lot of drinking. There was a whole lot of fighting.
And
there was a lot
else.
Of kinkiness going on, and it was just me and Bubba. It was it. So,
and he calls me inappropriate.
Oh, well.
Now I'm gonna
get on with your mojitos, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend and warm up and maybe have some hot chocolate this morning.
Yeah.
And we will see you all next week. We want to make sure you call TexasHoney.com right now. We have loan officers here now. Live person will answer at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasHoney.com. It is 2022. Time to make money. Time to save money. Go to TexasHoney.com. See you next week on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show right here at 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.